In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The selection from Luke, that is for Matins, for a feast day of the Theotokos, so it was for Domitian, which just happened yesterday, and also for the entrance of the Theotokos and other feasts, is also the gospel that is said in the Paraclesis service, because the Paraclesis is basically a kind of shortened Matins service. Much more strikingly so is it like a Matins service than the Russian Panagida, which is even more shortened generally than the Greek Paraclesis service. They're basically two services of supplication, kind of two different styles, but basically accomplishing the same thing. And of course we sing both of them in our parish. And this reading is about after Mary found out that she was to bear a child, Christ Emmanuel, after it had been announced to her by the Archangel Gabriel. And so it takes up after this. And it is really a very significant reading because it has a lot of important symbolism in it that might not be immediately apparent to the eye. So it says, in those days Mary arose and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And then we know what happened. When she greeted Elizabeth, whom she had found out was pregnant, because the angel told her, she would have had no other way to know, because Elizabeth had hid herself away when she became pregnant, no one knew. The babe in Elizabeth's womb, St. John the Baptist, leaped for joy. And this is a significant act, because the Lord is the most perfect prophet, the most perfect king, and the most perfect high priest. He fulfilled those three ministries exactly, unlike any other minister who had been a prophet or a king or priest. And so prophecy had ended actually after in Maccabees, I think it's in 2 Maccabees, there was a statement that there was not any, that prophecy had ended for a long period of time. And so the period of Maccabees is really not that much before the coming of our Lord. And so prophecy had ended. There were no great prophets anymore. And this is to show that Jesus Christ is the great prophet. Here's the quote. It's kind of interesting. There was great perplexity in Israel, such as had not been seen since the days when the prophets were... since the days when the prophets ceased to be seen in their midst. That's from 1 Maccabees. So prophecy ceased because it was to show that Jesus Christ is the perfect prophet. And St. John the Baptist then started prophecy again. Because he, of course, prophesied by leaping in the womb, showing that Jesus Christ was and is God. And also, Jesus Christ is perfect king. It doesn't say that here in this reading, but Herod was actually a client king. So the line from Judah had actually ceased when Christ came into the world, because he's the perfect king. And then the high priest. He's the perfect high priest. Well, the high priest Zacharias was silenced because of his unbelief regarding the birth of his son John. So all three of these offices were in abeyance at the time of the Lord's birth. And he fulfills all of them to the letter. Now, he says, then Elizabeth starts this praise of the Lord and the Theotokos. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of thy salutation came into mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. I think it's very significant that she says, whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Because great things happen to humble people. The Theotokos was humble, but she was also realistic, and she realized that when God had told her that she would have the Christ child, she knew that this was momentous and this was a great blessing. So she was honest about it. But great things, marvelous workings of God, happen to humble people. And people like Elizabeth are surprised. Why would God visit me? I think this is a feeling that we should cultivate. And when she says, "Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of those things which have been spoken to her by the Lord," this is what we venerate the Theotokos for. Because she believed and she obeyed. This is why we emulate her. And this is what we must do. We must believe and we must obey. And of course, this reading has that famous line for us, and that misunderstood or almost ignored line among much of Christendom, "For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." This is the Theotokos, the humble Theotokos, calling herself the slave of God, who states that all generations will call her blessed, and we have. Every generation of the Orthodox Church has called her blessed. It's right there in the gospel that it would happen. And I told you before, this is a hallmark of the true church. A church that does not, or believers who do not venerate the Theotokos, they cannot be the true church. Because how can they be fulfilling this prophecy? And one other thing about St. John the Baptist, when he leapt in the womb of the of Elizabeth, in Jeremiah it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Well, it turns out that even as John was being formed in the womb, he knew the Lord. And then one other thing. Just at the end, Mary abode with her 3 months. And of course, this is because she took care of Elizabeth and was present and probably was a midwife at the birth of St. John the Baptist. Because she'd come in the 6th month, 3 months later, St. John is born, and then she goes back. So glory to God that we have such examples of piety, of humility. There is much in this reading that we read so often. It is read, who knows? Well, if you read the Paracelsus often, it's read perhaps dozens of times a year. And even in the festal days, it's read, 10 times at least a year. So it must be very important for us to understand. And it's really about simple holiness and obedience. So let us just have simple holiness and obedience. And through the prayers of the Holy Theotokos, may we be saved.